This Friday, March 15th, grade school students across the world will be striking from school to demand political action on climate change and doing most of it without adult intervention. One of the youngest organizers is here in the Mountain West. Allie Budner reports.
Haven Coleman is perched on the steps of the Colorado State Capitol in a puffy jacket and hat. With her mom standing nearby, she's holding up a simple handwritten sign.
It says, school, strike, for climate, in big, bold letters.
The 12-year-old looks tiny against the gray stone columns rising up at her back. She's been speaking out on environmental issues for years. In 2017, a video of her went viral on the internet. She was questioning a U.S. congressperson about supporting renewable energy. It was at a town hall meeting in Colorado Springs.
I was super persistent. I crawl up to the front of the room, stared that man down, and when he was picking people, I would jump up and he was like 3 feet away from me, and I'd just start going like with both hands.
And she got his attention. Coleman doesn't actively approach people today, but she does get thumbs up and waves from passersby. Some stop to take pictures of her with their smartphones. Others ask questions.
School for Climate, what are you doing it for?
The crisis that we're dealing with right now.
She's given this response countless times, patiently breaking down the science of climate change to passing adults and explaining why it matters to her enough to leave school.
And I guess I'm fighting to stop the worst effects.
Thank you. Continue to do what you do, and I will look at that climate change. High five, sister.
Woo! That was fun. That was the first interaction of the day, and it was a positive one. At least it wasn't somebody flipping me off 2 weeks ago.
Coleman was inspired by the growing worldwide movement called Fridays for Future. Students strike from school once a week to raise awareness about climate change. The movement was started by another teen activist, Greta Thunberg from Sweden. Thunberg has taken to regularly addressing the media and world leaders. Here she is addressing delegates of the UN Climate Conference in Poland last year.
I've learned that you are never too small to make a difference. And if a few children can get headlines all over the world just by not going to school, then imagine what we could all do together if we really wanted to.
Earlier this year, Thunberg took the momentum from her Fridays for Future movement to motivate tens of thousands of students across Europe to demonstrate en masse for climate. That's what got Haven Coleman's attention and Liam Newpert. He's the 16-year-old state leader for the movement in Idaho.
I had called my mom and I was like, so I'm gonna lead a climate strike on the 15th. And she was like, what?
But like many other parents in this teen movement, she now supports him. Polls show young Americans are far more likely to believe climate change is happening and caused by humans. Still, Newpert says he was also inspired by the student-led March for Our Lives that followed the Parkland school shooting last year. He says the issues are related. Kids don't feel safe in school, and they feel like their world isn't safe either.
Like, if we don't have an earth to live on, where are we going to go?
Amidst these existential questions, he struggles to find time for schoolwork.
I'm always responding to messages and making sure our social feed is up and we're posting all the time. And so it's juggling another life.
And juggling lots of very different peers.
Some people are pro-life, but they're also climate activists.
That's 16-year-old Marlo Baines, an activist from Boulder, Colorado.
Others are pro-guns, and yet they are also climate activists because they see this as an issue that we need to deal with.
Crossing these identity boundaries is imperative for the climate movement. That's according to Mishka Banuri, a Muslim teen in Utah.
I was so terrified joining this movement because oftentimes in planning meetings, I looked around and I was the only young person and I was the only person of color in the room.
On top of that, she says, in conservative-leaning Mountain West states like hers, the conversations about environmental issues can be more challenging than they are on the East and West coasts.
In Utah, we're really at this basic level where we're still trying to convince people that climate change exists.
She says it's especially hard to be taken seriously as a young person, a reality that 12-year-old Haven Coleman can relate to.
Everybody tells us, okay, wait and grow up, and then you can be a scientist and figure out how to save the world. I'm like, well, scientists already figured out how to save the world. We're just not acting on it. And nobody listens to these scientists. Also, we don't have that much time.
Coleman turns 13 in a few weeks. It's a Friday. She'll spend it protesting. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.